This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Biden's national security adviser has urged President-elect Donald Trump not to abandon Ukraine in the face of what he called brutal Russian aggression. Jake Sullivan said Joe Biden would use his remaining time in office to make the case that Kiev should be given further support. Grant Ferrett reports.
President Biden's top security adviser told CBS television the outgoing administration would use its last 70 days to put Ukraine in the strongest possible position against Russia. Jake Sullivan warned that if Donald Trump walked away from Ukraine, it would not only fuel instability in Europe, but also raise concern among US allies in Asia. The chances of Mr. Trump heeding such advice are slim. He rates his own skills as a negotiator very highly and has boasted that he could end the war in a day.
Haiti's governing council has fired the Prime Minister, Garry Conille, after just 6 months in office. The country is in chaos, with thousands of residents forced to flee by armed gangs. 5,000 people have been killed. David Bamford reports.
An executive order signed by 8 of the 9 members of Haiti's transitional presidential council appears in the country's official gazette that is due to be published on Monday. It names the new leader as Alex Didier Fil-Aimé, a local businessman who travelled to Port-au-Prince from abroad early on Sunday. But Mr. Conille has described his ousting as illegal. Constitutionally, only Parliament can sack him. But Haiti, which is in disarray due to gang violence, currently has neither a Parliament nor a President.
The German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, has said he would be willing to call a parliamentary vote of confidence before Christmas. The vote could potentially open the way for elections early next year, after his governing coalition collapsed last week. Ian McWilliam reports.
In a television interview, Mr. Scholz said that holding an early vote of confidence before Christmas was not a problem if everyone agreed. The Chancellor now heads a minority government after last Wednesday firing the finance minister in his fragile traffic-light coalition, an unruly three-way combination of his own centre-left Social Democrats, the leftist Greens, and the pro-business Free Democrats. Mr. Scholz had earlier scheduled a vote of confidence for mid-January, but opposition parties threatened to block new laws unless he brought the date forward. If his government loses the vote, parliamentary elections must be held within 2 months. The Chancellor said Germany needed a stable government with a new mandate.
The new Israeli Defence Minister, Israel Katz, has said Hezbollah has been defeated and has described the killing of the group's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, as the crowning achievement. Mr. Katz said Israel was not interested in meddling in Lebanon's internal affairs. Shortly before he spoke, Hezbollah launched a barrage of rockets into northern Israel. World News from the BBC. Dozens of pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been detained by police in Amsterdam after defying a ban on public protests in the Dutch capital. Demonstrations were temporarily prohibited after Israeli football fans were targeted following Thursday's match between Maccabi Tel Aviv and Ajax Amsterdam. Before the violence occurred, some Maccabi supporters were filmed chanting anti-Arab slogans and burning a Palestinian flag. Here's Anna Holligan.
Videos have emerged which appear to show Maccabi supporters throwing objects at police cars and setting off fireworks. Protesters argued they should be free to express their disapproval of Israel's actions in Gaza and the behaviour of the Maccabi fans. More than 50 people were arrested and hundreds more relocated by police trying to restore peace. The Israeli government has advised its citizens to categorically avoid sports and cultural events abroad.
Japan's parliament is due to open a special session later on Monday to confirm the prime minister in his post. It follows October's snap election in which the governing Liberal Democratic Party lost its overall majority. It remains the largest bloc, and with the opposition deeply divided, it's expected Shigeru Ishiba will keep his job at the head of a minority government. The European Union's envoy to the Sahel has said the EU should stay engaged with countries in the region where military rulers have forged close ties with Russia. Emmanuela Del Rey said it was not the time to abandon Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger, whose governments have invited in Russian troops to fight Islamist militants. The toymaker Mattel has said it deeply regrets mistakenly listing the address of a porn website on packaging for children's dolls. The company recently released singing figures inspired by the new film of the hit musical Wicked, but some fans spotted that a web address on the box was for an explicit site. BBC News.